How do you approach programming for theatre practice in this day and age?
I think the selection of the works are actually secondary to what is the process of creating a piece of work. I think because TTP started in 65 as a school, you know, so the whole idea of training and nurturing is actually very much a sort of a guiding agenda, you know. So these days when we select to do a piece of work, we think of it, you know, very much with what does this process or this piece of work, what does it provide in terms of the space and opportunity to grow and to develop and to nurture, right? So for example, if a piece of work we've done before and like play, you know, if we were to choose to do play today, and if we're going to do it exactly the way it's done before, with the same actors, basically just remounting the production, probably we won't do it, you know. Whereas if it's a situation where we bring in new actors that can be, you know, trained and given the opportunity to develop in the process, then we'll choose that piece of work. So I think the space to nurture and to grow is actually quite critical in the choice, lah. But of course, because the way the company is today is actually quite big in terms of manpower numbers, you know, number of staff. We have over 20 people full time right now, and because of that, it actually gives us. It's not like the chicken or the egg. The reason why there's the scale is because we do a lot of work, and because we've all these people, so we're able to do a lot of work, you know. And because we do have a lot of areas of interest and development, so it goes from, you know, the sort of like, you know, the beginning, which is, you know, 4 or 5 year olds at Play Nuts, you know, to having an external public audience for our professional shows. So we think a lot about sort of us ourselves as a mini ecosystem, as well as within the larger ecosystem of Singapore, you know, what is lacking, what needs to be grown, what are the voices that's not there. For example, we do Chinese language children's theatre because there's not enough of it out there, you know. For example, we do the lab programs, and within that we have like a reviewers lab, you know. We do it because there's not enough reviewers, especially those who can write in Chinese, out there. So we do look at what is out there that's lacking, or what's out there that needs to be supported. And then we also look at people. For example, if Xiao Yi doesn't join the theatre practice, it'll be harder to develop a more systematic program for lab. Yeah. So in that sense, there is an artistic direction, or a direction of the institution, which is there is the training, there's the nurturing, but there's also relevance to the time and the place and what's happening around us. So that's the larger framework. But then, you know, in a more micro sense, it's really people who's around, who wants to do something and able to do certain things.